From 88.5 KPLU, it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Yeah. Yes, what a wonderful day. Y'all look out there.
That's right, another beautiful day with lots of sunshine. Tomorrow also. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about the extraordinary warmth we've been experiencing and how we're running about a month ahead of schedule weather-wise. What are the implications of that? First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast for the weekend.
Well, we start off really nice. Today, the temperatures will get up into the mid-70s. You know, lots of sun, maybe a few clouds, but nothing much. So perfect day. Now, tomorrow, a ridge builds in and we get some offshore flow. Temperatures are going to surge into the upper 70s. And remember, we're only supposed to be in the lower 60s this time of the year. So it's going to be, you know, very warm, lots of sun. But then, unfortunately for Mother's Day, things are going to go downhill on Sunday. An upper trough will pass just to our north, and that's going to push marine air. So we're going to get a surge of marine air on Saturday night. And so Sunday, unfortunately, is going to be cloudy, much cooler, highs only in the lower to mid-60s. So real step down. There could be a few sprinkles on Sunday, particularly on the windward slopes of the Cascades. So if you're hiking around, you know, from North Bend to Snoqualmie Pass or any place there on the western slopes, it could be a few sprinkles, nothing heavy. And then, I can't believe it, looking at the weather maps, this ridge that has been extraordinarily persistent is going to come back again. And so we're going to warm up next week into the mid-70s, maybe even to near 80 by the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday. So it's all back again. We're just stuck in this ridge pattern, and it's not going away.
Wow. And essentially, you've written, we are running roughly 1 month ahead of schedule in terms of our temperatures right now.
That's true. So, I mean, April was the most amazing month. Many of the locations in Western Washington and Eastern Washington had their warmest April on record. I mean, there's never been a warmer April since we've been taking records, which many stations go back to the 1940s, 1950s, some further. So everything's advanced. I mean, you can see that in the plants. You can see that in the leaves. I planted my tomatoes, which I normally never would dare do this early, but they're flourishing. So, you know, the air temperature has been in the order of 5 to 7 degrees above normal, which pushes us at least 1 month forward.
Now, what about the implications of this for fires? We're seeing big headlines about those fires in Alberta right now. Any connection between the two?
There is. There is a direct connection. We have these extraordinarily unusual early fires in Alberta around that Fort McMurray area. And what caused them? Well, it's the same thing they gave us our amazing April. We had this big ridge over the West Coast, and that produced very dry conditions in the area from the Rockies out into the plains there. So around from Edmonton northward, they had about 25% or less of the normal precipitation. And then on top of that, they've been much warmer than normal. And it really paralleled the warm temperatures here in Seattle. We're close enough. It's the same ridge that caused us to have extraordinary temperatures. They're having the same thing and dry conditions as well.
And it doesn't help that this has also made our snowpack melt with record speed, right?
That's right. I mean, you know, we started the very beginning of April with a near normal snowpack, and it's melted very, very quickly. In some locations, like near Snoqualmie Pass, they've lost half the snowpack. Half the water that's in that snowpack has melted, and that's true in many locations. So although we started with a normal snowpack, if this keeps up by the end of May, the snowpack will be much, much less than normal. It's already there, and it's melting very quickly. The rivers are responding. In eastern Washington, some of the rivers are getting near bank full because the snow is melting so rapidly.
And what do we know about the extended outlook? Is it going to be another really hot summer with lots of fire danger here?
Well, I mean, that's the big question. Right now, the models are suggesting a warmer than normal, at least early summer. And then they fade out to a more normal summer later on. One of the drivers for all this is the fact that El Nino is collapsing right now. The temperature anomalies in the tropical Pacific being much warmer than normal are really declining. And so we think that by the middle of the summer, we'll have neutral conditions, normal conditions, and it's looking increasingly probable that we'll have a significant La Nina by next winter. So I think that's going to help cool things down, but at least for the next few months, it's going to be warmer than normal.
We can always hold out hope. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. We talk every week at this time on Skype, and you can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.